The McLean County Health Department has switched to a new COVID vaccine scheduling program after a program usually used for birthday parties and small events crashed. The inadequacy of Sign-Up Genius caused a lot of frustration for those who want the vaccine. In this interview with Eric Stock, County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight says the MTRAC program run by the state has had early glitches too. It gives an email confirmation. Some who showed up at a clinic found they had not completed registration.
A new system, we know there's always, learning curve. And we wanted to, as soon as we found out about some individuals that did think they had fully registered, we wanted to get out in front of this and make sure that everybody could feel confident showing up at a clinic knowing that they have fully registered, they have an appointment for the vaccine.
Now, how is this an improvement over Sign-Up Genius?
It's definitely secure. It's more user-friendly. Again, every new system will have its hiccups and a learning curve, but it is more user-friendly. And we have put up a tutorial, a step-by-step guide of how to register. So it's on our website, the vaccination clinic page, right above the scheduled clinics. There's a print-off, and we're gonna do additional tutorials on this system because, again, we just want the public to feel confident knowing that they can go online and register.
For people who had already signed up through Sign-Up Genius, do they have to re-register through MTRAC?
Anyone who had signed up for updates through Sign-Up Genius, we are going to be rolling out a new communication system, hopefully later this week or early next, if they have signed up previously to receive those updates. So we're going to use this system to let them know about upcoming clinics, any other COVID-19 vaccine news that they would be interested in. That's what that system will be used for. So anyone who had previously signed up through Sign-Up Genius to receive updates, we're going to be rolling out this system, and that's how they'll get notifications.
So how long ago was the decision made to use Sign-Up Genius as one of the paths to coordinate for vaccine delivery?
So we did use Sign-Up Genius for the 1A clinics. 1A clinics, a much smaller group of people and a little bit easier to get the signups to. So we used it for 1A and it did work very well. And so we decided to try using it for 1B. And, it took about one week or two to realize that it was not going to be as user-friendly. And so the EMTRAC system, it's available to us and feel that it is more user-friendly and, again, just more secure.
Was there consideration at the beginning about other databases or other coordination software?
Yes, and I know that there's counties across the state that are using different things. More and more are using the MTRAC because, again, it is available to us from the Illinois Department of Public Health.
Was it a matter of the state did not provide it in the beginning to give everyone sort of equal footing at the start of this?
No, it was available, but a new software. So, it's something that we had been looking at, exploring, and thinking about using going forward, especially for, again, mass vaccination. We were looking forward to those days where we have, those really large clinics, lots of vaccine available, and knowing that it's designed to really work well with that. And so we had been looking at MTRAC and thinking about using it, and now we're just transitioning to it.
Is that a county health department decision? Is that made at the county board level?
A county health department decision. Again, it's available to us from IDPH, and counties do not have to use it, but it is a resource and a tool available to us.
Now, is there a cost associated with MTRAC, or was there one for Sign-Up Genius?
There is no cost for MTRAC, and Sign-Up Genius, no cost as well.
Was there an indication at the beginning about what capacity from Sign-Up Genius would allow? Because as you said, it worked fine with 1A with a more limited pool of those getting vaccinated. Did they give any indication how many they'd be able to withstand?
Yeah, so Sign-Up Genius for the scheduling of appointments, we didn't really have a capacity issue in that regard. The capacity issue came more in SignUp Genius, sending out email alerts, updates, and communication. So that's where the capacity limit was reached. We had over 12,000 people in the phase 1B population that signed up and indicated that they wanted to receive updates. And so that's where we met capacity issues, was in the communication, not necessarily the sign up for appointments.
And we are here with McLean County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight. Now, the health department, I know, had to issue two apologies on the site in the last day, one acknowledging the demand for messaging had exceeded that capacity. Was there testing done at the beginning to find out whether it could accommodate, you know, tens of thousands of people trying to use it, and then messaging them afterward?
There was not.
Is it a situation where you just expected that it would work?
Yes, of course. You know, you want to use a system, and we had very good intentions of wanting to communicate constantly with the public, knowing that, we were being asked for information and we want to provide that information. And, you know, not everyone has social media. And so, you know, what are other options that are available to us?
So the impression we hear from many people in Bloomington Normal, and they've been asking the media to ask about, that the issue is that the system hadn't worked well, even with low numbers of vaccine doses being made available. Is that your perception of the situation?
Well, yeah, we have transitioned to a different system. So obviously, you know, from our evaluation, the SignUp Genius system was not working in the manner we needed it to for mass vaccination clinics. It did, again, work well. It did the job for phase 1A, but phase 1B, when we're getting to the general public, again, our evaluation showed that it was not the system that we needed to be using, and so we have transitioned.
Are you confident that MTRAC will be able to handle that capacity with 96 other health agencies in the state using the system for the same thing? Or many of them?
Yeah, so we had some hiccups the first week that we launched it, with individuals getting sent into a waiting room, which is actually how the system is designed to work. But I know the last two times we've now opened appointments and used the system, it has withstood what the volume that we were receiving. So we have customer service contacts and are working with the system, the company that runs the system, when we have issues, providing that feedback to them. But yeah, there are more counties daily that I think that are coming onto the EMTRAC and deciding to give it a try.
Certainly McLean County is not alone in having these performance challenges in coordinating this. One of the paths we saw Rock Island County was signing up people on Facebook. Is the situation a consequence of a lack of action at the federal level or the state level, since it's there now, but it wasn't there to that degree at the beginning of this process?
You know, it's always easier when you have, if there's a consistent overarching process that everyone is following. We also, public health is something that has been seeing funding cuts over the last couple of years. So a system that when we hit a pandemic was already stretched thin in what our staff does, what our technology abilities are. So public health has seen its fair share of struggles, and again, a consistent, if we had a response that everyone was doing the same things, I believe we would maybe be seeing different results.
And Dr. Ngozi Ezike, the head of the Illinois Department of Public Health, said this week in a testimony to Congress that state and local health departments don't have the staffing they need to fully manage this, especially when many are calling their local health department because they can't navigate the online system on their own. Is Dr. Ezike correct?
I can't say enough about what the staff here at our local health department does. Just the number of hats that they've all been wearing over the last year. So everyone here is involved in all pieces of the pandemic response, on top of continuing to provide the services that we already do. So I think it's been a very long year for everyone. And again, staff at local health departments, state health departments have been working tirelessly because really we want to serve the public, and we are trying our best to meet the needs of the public with the resources that we have and just the time that we have.
The county has planned for clinics in the past for flu, for anthrax, other pandemic planning. There are vaccine clinics in the SARS era. What's different now that has made this implementation more challenging? Is it the sheer size of it?
There's several things that make it different and challenging. One being, a lot of times I've spoken about this, that a lot of times when you plan for mass vaccination, you plan for thousands of doses all given in one big clinic. And with COVID, we just don't have that availability to us. We're finding out week to week right now what our allocations will be, which makes it challenging to plan ahead at all. Then, you have challenges with social distancing. So even trying to have thousands and thousands of individuals, if the vaccine was available, to do one large clinic would be a challenge. If you see pictures from H1N1 or even photos from mass vaccination tabletops that we've done in the past, there's people everywhere, and we have that challenge. The vaccines that we have as well, storage and handling, there's a lot more to this vaccine than the flu vaccine. So some have to be mixed. It definitely, there are some challenges and more complications with this rollout than say a flu.
And we are here with McLean County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight. What adjustments do you still have to make as you continue this rollout and eventually move toward the general population at large?
Really just increasing access. We know that there are our rural communities, there are even parts of Bloomington Normal that we need to reach and get the vaccine to. So we are continuously eyeing that and figuring out how can we reach those communities that are very vulnerable.
And further down the road, how do you ID stragglers or people who have trouble navigating computer systems, even if this system is more efficient and manageable for folks?
Our COVID-19 call center, they've been very busy and doing a wonderful job answering a very large volume of calls, but they are available for individuals who do not have computer access or are unable to book an appointment on the computer. So that call center, the 888-5600, again, they're doing a fantastic job with a significant call volume.
Lastly, since the health department has its own clinics, the state has on its website posted vaccination clinics at various places in the community. Some of them have the vaccine, some of them don't. And it's further contributed to people's anxiety or confusion or frustration about this. So what is sort of your overriding message to people who are trying to navigate a system, whether it's state, whether it's local, and they're running into obstacles? What is your message for them, and can they be assured that the situation will improve?
Yeah, everyone will have an opportunity to get the vaccine. It's going to take some time. Vaccine stock is still very, very limited at this time. We're around a month into the vaccine rollout, so we have a long way to go still to get to 80% at least of our population vaccinated. So it's going to take time, and I thank the public for the patience they've shown thus far, and it will take us time. We got to come together and support one another in this process. And, I talk about that. We do also work, we've got vaccine around our county. So we have other providers that we are distributing vaccine to help get this into the arms of as many McLean County residents as we can.
That's McLean County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight with Eric Stock. About 16,000 COVID vaccine doses have been administered so far in the county. Less than 2% of the county population has received both vaccine doses. That's below the state average.